You know, it's always a pleasure to visit Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days in Tripp, and this year is no exception. I'm visiting with Kaylin Odens of the Young Riders 4-H Club. She's been in for about 3 years. Kaylin, thanks for joining us today, and how did you get started in 4-H?
With my horse.
What kind of horse do you have?
Palomino.
And you must be very busy during the summer when it comes to the 4-H Horse Project.
Yes.
Well, tell me about some of the events that you participate in the Horse Project.
I do flag race, pulls, barrels, stock seat, trail, showmanship.
So it sounds like you've put a lot of time into this. And you mentioned to me earlier that the flag race is your favorite event. Tell us, what is a flag race and what do you have to do?
You have two barrels with buckets on each barrel, and then you start with a flag in your hand. You go up to the first barrel. You stick your flag into the bucket, and then you go to the next barrel, and then you grab the flag, and then you go back.
So is this a timed event?
Yes.
And how much practice do you do before getting into the horse show?
A few weeks worth.
What's your toughest event in the horse show?
I'd probably say stock seat.
Why is that?
Because my horse likes to, like, get up and go a lot. So I have to try to calm him down and stop him when he needs to.
How do you calm the horse down?
You pull back on the reins.
And this year you've participated in the County Horse Show, and how did you do there?
I did okay, I mean.
But you did get a couple of purples, and you did get to go to the state, correct?
Yes.
How do you like competing at the state level?
It's good, but it's also very difficult.
Now, I understand you also participated in the special foods contest. Now, what do you have to do in special foods? It's more than just preparing a dish, isn't it?
Yes. You have to make some food. Then you have to go to the judges. Whenever you are measuring something, you go to the judges and tell them that you're measuring, because you at least have to measure three things. And then when you're done with your cooking your dish, you go to the judges, and then they have to ask you some nutrition questions. And then at the end, when you're done, you serve a little part of your dish to the judges. And then if you have any leftovers, you can also serve it to the audience or whatever.
And what dish did you prepare this year in special foods?
I did a chicken enchilada casserole.
I also see here that you have a place setting. Tell us about those.
You have to have a placemat, a plate, napkins, silverware, as a knife, fork, spoon, and then a cup. And then maybe if you want to, you could have a little, design or whatever, something to pop your dish with.
Kaylin, are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
No, not as of right now.
And last question for you. If someone would approach you to ask about your 4-H experience, in other words, why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
It's fun.
Kaylin Odens of the Young Riders 4-H Club, thank you for visiting with us here at Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that's Kaylin Odens here at Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days in Tripp. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.